all the troubles down here will be over with, all the trials that we go through will be history, amen. I don't even believe we'll even remember them. Amen. I believe you're just looking forward to that wonderful day. All the trouble and trials down here will be over with. You see, preacher, what did we do till then? Just keep believing. Just keep trusting. Just keep looking up. Keep knowing that God's able to do what He said He'd do. Thank God He'll keep that which He committed us against that day. That's what the Word said. And I'll just, Brother Thomas, stand on the Word of God. Amen. I'll just trust in His promises, trust in His goodness, trust in His mercy. And amen. Pray that God will do what needs to be done. Amen. Good to be here. Amen. I wonder, anybody else got anything you feel like you need to do before we go further? All right. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Matthew, chapter number 9. Matthew, chapter number 9. We'll sort of stay right along the guidelines of what Brother Donald preached or taught on Sunday, Wednesday night. And for those of you that were here, I encourage you to go back and listen. Go back to sermonaudio.com and click on that message and look at it again. But he taught on faith. What is faith? Amen. What does faith do? What does faith, amen, produce in us? Faith is something that's got to have a valid content, which is God's Word. Got to have a valid object, which is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. But that's how faith is something that we need to, also has a purpose. You say, preacher, what is that purpose? Amen. To be able to produce in us what God wants to do in our life. That we might be that vessel that God would have us to be. And I want to look up on a passage of Scripture here in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through verse 31, that shows, amen, that precious faith. Bible says in Matthew chapter 9, starting with verse number 27, the Bible says this. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Catch that. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, I pray that you reach down, touch upon God's patch, touch upon this word. God, touch upon us, Lord. God, for just a little while to be able to share. God, that you'd have us to share concerning this precious scripture. Father, we thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for the mercy and grace that you've given to us. God, we thank you for that wonderful gift of faith that you've been given to us to be able to look to you for what we stand in need of. Father, touch them on heart, touch them on life. We ask this in thy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bible tells in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, simply says this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Brother Donnie told us this past Wednesday night that simply it is a persuasion. Faith is a simple confidence that God is and that He will do what He promised to do. I believe it is Hebrews chapter 6. I believe it is verse 11, verse 6 says this. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that believeth in him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Simply saying, it is confidence in that God is, and that he'll do what he said he'd do. Can I say today, it is what we see in this precious passage of Scripture. We see a beautiful picture of faith. We see a beautiful picture of two individuals that were in a situation, amen, that they needed
help. And thank God they went to the right one. How they made the right plea. God, thank God they got the help that they need in their life. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about faith. Amen. The Bible says Romans chapter 4, Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a person stepping out into the unknown. Hey, trusting in the promises of God. Obeying the commands of God. It is faith expects from God. What? How we cannot expect of ourselves. Faith goes beyond doing what we can do. How can I hold up my hand, amen, and say I'm guilty? Many times, amen, I try, amen, I ask a prayer, prayer, and I try to make it happen. But faith is simply putting it before the Lord because you know that you can't do it, and just trusting Him to do what you and I cannot do. See, we want to be a part of the solution. We want to try to work things out in our own way. We've got a problem, we try to solve it ourselves. If we've got a situation, we try to do it ourselves. Instead of taking it to the one that can do what we cannot do. Sometimes, amen, the life that we live, the situation that come upon us in life, amen, get to the point in our life that, amen, it's beyond what we can do. It's beyond what we can comprehend. But thank God, faith is simply put in the hands of God, and allowing God to go far beyond what we can even begin to imagine, and the expectancy of what God can do and will do. We see that in this passage of Scripture here. First of all, we see a story of two blind men. Amen. We find out in this passage of Scripture that the Lord had already done many miracles, had already gone through the city, healing those that were sick, and how the Sadducees and the Pharisees, amen, were condemning for what he was doing, and they were going home to eat with sinners. Thank God, I'm glad, thank God, that I have a Savior. Brother Gerald, I'm glad I have a Lord that come home one day with me. Him and sat down at my table. Got there right down there where I was. Sat right in my same position. Amen. And sat down and eat with this old sinner boy. Showed the love that he had for me. Thank God that he still sat with sinners. Bible said, but God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Here we find that Jesus, amen, going throughout the land, amen, healing the good. The Bible said in the verse prior to where we started, the fame of him, amen, spread throughout the land. Of all that he's doing, Brother Dwayne, of all the good that he was doing, the miracles he was performing, how folk were seeing, and knowing that this was truly the Son of God. The Pharisees and Sadducees wouldn't have it. Amen. But thank God what Jesus did. Amen. The miracles performed. Thank God proclaimed all around that he was who he said he was. Thank God he was. Amen. The one that God sent. Amen. For to mankind. First of all, she knows a few things about this. The Bible says in verse 26 or verse 27, when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David. First of all, you notice, amen, we see these condition of the blind men. Amen, they were in need of a touch. They were in need of something that Brother Thomas said they could not do for themselves. Amen, they were in need of a miracle in their life. They were in need of something that was beyond their expectancy. But yet they were in need of something that only God could do. Can I say today, you may be here today in a situation of life. Amen, it's beyond your control. It's beyond their control. I thank God you need a miracle today. You need God to move. Amen, you say, preacher, what do you got to do? Look at what these blind men do. First of all, we see their placement of their faith. They said, Oh, thou Son of David. Amen. First of all, they had heard about what Jesus had done. They heard about those who were being healed. They heard about those, amen, those that the deaf that were being made to hear. The dumb that were being made to talk. Amen. They knew. Amen. That only he was the one and the only one that could help them in their condition. You see their placement of their faith. He said this, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." The son spoke of the Jews' Messiah, giving much praise to Christ. In other words, they identified him with who, amen, they were looking for. They identified him as the Messiah. They identified him as the anointed one. They identified him as the one and the only one that was able to do what they were asking him to do. Their placement of their faith, amen, was put to the one and the only one that could help them. Don't get me wrong. I believe that God gives the doctor the intelligence and the understanding and wisdom to do what they do. Honey, can I say today, amen, but when doctors can't do it, thank God, amen, there's one that can do it through the doctors. There's one that can work through the doctor, but there's also one that can go beyond what the doctors can do. Amen, it is He that we've got to look to. Amen, it is He that we've got to trust in. It is the placement of faith that makes a difference. Amen, if we're going to get the miracle that God gives us, amen, it ain't going to come from man. It ain't going to come, amen, from this one or that one, but it's going to come from God. It is that we can't do for ourselves that only God can. Do. Man, in this room today, you're facing situations that are out of your hands. You're facing circumstances that you have no control over. And I say today, help us to understand that God is able. Oh, the God I serve ain't changed. The God I serve, Brother Dwayne, amen, still they got the same power, the same ability, the same compassion, the same love, the same mercy that He's always had. He can do today what He's always doing according to our faith. You say, I want you to notice that statement. Jesus said, do you believe that I can do it? Do you believe I can do it? In other words, what was fixing to happen was going to be according to their faith. My dad, great man of God that he was, went through a situation. And I'll never forget what Mom told me one day. She said, honey, since your dad always just questioned whether or not he had the faith, God to do what needed to be done in his life. Can I say today, sometimes I find myself right there. I know what God has done. I know what God can do. I know what He's done for me in the past. I see what He's done for others. But sometimes, when the mountain gets so big, our faith gets so weak, and sometimes it's because of that, we have a hard time just believing that God is still the same God. He's still able to do what He's always done before. Oh, you've heard me make this statement many times, and I'll say it again. I don't have a problem believing what God can do for you. My problem is believing what God can do for me. And I think we all struggle with that. We all struggle. Hey, man, I know God can touch this. I've seen God touch this. But sometimes it's hard for us to accept the fact. Hey, man, according to our faith, according to the miracle that God wants to do in our life, hey, man, it's based upon what we believe. According to your faith. You see, the placement of faith. They said, oh, thou son of David. They spoke of His Messiah. They spoke of that He is the one that could do what He said to do. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe, first of all, that He is. First of all, they put their placement, the faith, in the right place. It was in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be here today. You may be deep in sin. I'm not just talking about those that are having medical issues or other issues, but I'm talking about those that may be having any issues. Maybe you're here today. You've never trusted Jesus as Lord of your life. Can I say today, amen, before you can accept the wonderful work of salvation, you've got to believe that He is. You've got to put your faith in the one and the only one that can save your soul. Hey, man, again, the case of do betters ain't going to help you. Again, the case of trying to walk right, act right, talk, be right ain't going to help you. What's going to help you to put your faith in the one that can bring salvation to your soul? The one that can touch you. The one that can give you hope. The one that can give you peace. The one that can give you help. The one that can keep you out of hell. And His name is Jesus. See the placement of their faith. And we see the plea of their faith. He said, two blind men followed Him crying, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. We see their placement of faith. Then we see their plea of faith. You see, when we realize the condition we're in, when we realize the circumstance that's around us that we can't deal with, or that we don't have the ability or the power, amen, to take care of it. Amen, it is that placement of faith that is key. But it is also that plea of faith. Amen, Lord, I need help. Can I say today sometimes how we're too proud to ask for help? But honey, when it comes to the Lord, don't ever be too proud to ask for help. Honey, cry to the Lord because He is the one that's willing to help. He is the one that's willing to touch. He is the one that's willing to step out and do what nobody else can do. Hey, man, to be able, hey, man, to get the faith that the miracle that God wants to do, we got to put our faith in the right place, and we got to also cry out and plead for that in that faith. We see a plea of faith. Have mercy. Have mercy. Can I say today, I don't deserve anything that God has ever done for me. I don't deserve anything that God can ever do for me. Thank God we put our placement of our faith in the one and the only one that can do what needs to be done. It is that plea of faith. Crying out, God, I don't deserve your love and your mercy, but God, give me the help that I need. Sometimes as God's children, we have trouble crying out to God. Sometimes we don't cry out to Him enough. Heard a back preacher one time, never forget, he said, you know what? He was preaching on prayer. He said, you know what? He said, Heavenly Father, just like any dad. Oh, sometimes He just wants to hear from His children. Sometimes He just wants His children, amen, to come to Him and just ask Him. Never forget what my mom told me one time. I done grown up and had kids of my own and done moved away, and my dad was getting on that just retired and getting on up in years, and she told me this. She said, honey, she said, probably wouldn't hurt you every now and then to just ask your dad for help, even though you don't need it. Just ask your dad for some advice, even though, hey man, you may already know it. Just be able to ask him. Sometimes, you know, I think about that a lot, Brother Dwayne. You know, sometimes we just got like to be asked. It ain't the fact that we don't know, but sometimes I think it do us good sometimes to get on our knees and God, I just want to thank Him. I just want to pray. Like the psalmist said today, having to be able to stop and sing and get on their knees and just thank Him for who He is. Thank Him for being the Heavenly Father. Quiet the Him and Lord, I just want you to guide me. I want you to direct me. Brother Joe, I want you to help me. Having to be what you would have me to be. It is that plea of faith. Now we see the placement of faith in this story, the plea of faith. But notice another thing. And when He was coming to the house, the blind men came to Him. You see, when they first cried out to the Lord Jesus Christ, He just, not that He didn't hear them, but He wants to see how, amen, how much they desire, how sincere they were and their plea. Bible said he went into the house. Bible said they came into the house where he was at. I don't know if Jesus turned away. I don't know what happened. And I just want to I just see maybe when Jesus didn't answer right off the bat, maybe the old devil whispered in the ear, look at that, he don't care about you. Sometimes when maybe we don't get the answer the first time, the old devil whispered in the ear, look at that. Amen. God can't do for you what needs to be done. Look at that. He don't care about you. Oh, but we see something in these two blind men. We see their placement of faith, of their plea of faith, but then we see their persistence in their faith. Hey, man, they didn't take no for an answer. Thank God they followed him, brother. They were persistent. They were going to get the help. They were going to get the answer. They were going to show their faith. Amen. Be persistent in that faith until God done what only God could do. It is that persistence in faith sometimes that makes a difference, Brother Gerald. That's simply going to the master. She restored a woman, went to a ruler one time to get some help. Amen. She just kept bothering and kept being persistent to him. Amen. She finally, that ruler finally said, well, amen, I'm going to go ahead and amen, give her what she needs because she ain't going to shut up. Now, anyway, God is. Don't get me wrong. We need to have that same persistence. God, I know that you're God. I know that you can. Lord, I'm going to keep trusting you. I'm going to keep crying out to you. I'm going to keep being persistent in my faith. I'll put my faith in you. I'll cry out to you. Amen. You do what you need to do in my life. Don't give up. Oh, Jim Bobana, great basketball coach when he's battling cancer. Amen. Made a great statement. He said, don't give up. Don't never give up. Honey, I believe that'll hold true to you and I as we cry out to God on behalf of the needs of our lives. Don't give up. Amen. Don't stop. Keep crying out. Keep praying. Be persistent. See the plague of the faith, the plea of faith, the persistence of faith. And we see the proving in their faith. Look what he said. And Jesus says unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this. He put a question to them, point blank. He said, I know what you're asking of me. Let me ask you something. Do you believe I can do it? You see, that's a big question sometimes we've got to ask ourselves. When we come to God, we got to be sincere and realize, as Hebrews 11:6 says, amen, we must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Honey, we got to realize who He is. We also got to realize, thank God, that He is and that He will do what we ask Him to do. He said, do you believe I can do it? What do you think about the situation? But Joe, what do you think about the situation, amen, when you go before the Lord and you ask Him to do something that there's nothing you can do about it? Do you believe you can? You see, that question that being put to these who blind men, is based upon what God is wanting to do in their lives, about what they've got to realize, what Jesus wants them to realize, that He can do it. 2 Corinthians, maybe speaking to you right now, God ain't going to do it. The devil may be whispering in your ear, God ain't going to answer that prayer. God ain't going to touch that lost son. God ain't going to reach down to that grandson, amen, outside of church. God ain't going to do it. Amen. A thing like the more you pray for them, amen, the deeper in sin they get, God ain't going to do it. Oh, honey, just be persistent. Oh, and know that God is able to do what He asked Him to do because He is God. Who sees the proving of their faith depends upon their believing that God is able to do what He said He'd do. Not only we see the proving of their faith, but let me show something else. Then we said, see something else. Proving in the faith, and we see the proclaiming of their faith. Look what it said. Believe ye that I am able to do this. They said unto him, yea, Lord. You see, they proved their faith. When he asked them questions, do you believe I can? Yeah, Lord, we believe. Sometimes we just got to be sincere and know that God can. Hey, man, remove all the doubts that the devil's trying to put before us. Remove all the doubts. Hey, man, the doctor may be trying to tell. Remove all the doubts. Hey, man, the situation, circumstance may be showing us. Remove all the doubts. Say, yes, Lord, I know you can. And I know you will. Then don't you notice what happened? Mark 9:23 says this. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Matthew 8:8, the centurion also answered, said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You see the proclaiming of their faith, and they cried out, yea, Lord. Then I want you to notice something else. We see verse 29. And he touched their eyes and saying, according to your faith. There it is. According to your faith, be it done unto you. You see, folks, it's our faith that's put on the proving ground here. Can I say, it's our faith, amen, what God can do for us. It's us simply believing and trusting, amen, that God can and will do what He said He would do. According to your faith. According to their faith, the Bible said their eyes were made open. Why? Because they chose, amen, to put their faith in the right place. They chose to cry out to the right one. They chose, amen, to be persistent. They chose, amen, to say, yeah, Lord, when God said, all right, prove it. Hey, you want me to do something? Amen, prove it. Do you think that I'm able to do what you're asking me to do? Yeah, Lord. And we see their proclamation. We see their possession. According to your faith, be it unto you. Romans 5:1, therefore, the Bible said this. Brother Donnie quoted this past Wednesday night. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, it was faith, amen, that we had to put in the right place. Cry out, amen, be persistent, that brought salvation to our soul. It is also that same faith, amen, is still reaching out to the Lord on behalf of the situation, circumstances that life puts us in. According to your faith. Do you believe that God can do what you've been asking Him to do? Just say, yea, Lord. Do you believe that God is able to reach down, amen, and do the miracle that needs to be done in our lives, in our children's lives, our loved ones' lives? Hey, we've been praying that we've been praying. Keep praying. Keep believing. John G. Payton make a translation of Scripture into a language. He was a missionary. Make a translation into a language of the country where he was a missionary. He searched for a word that for faith. The natives didn't have any words for the word believe. And he was struggling trying to find the right word. One day while working on his translation, native entered into his room and tired out, flung himself down on one chair, resting his feet on another chair, and remarked how good it was to lean his whole weight on the chairs. Dr. Patton noted that word he'd used for lean his whole weight and knew that he had the word that he was looking for. Can I say today, are we willing to lean our whole weight? Amen, on the fact that God can do what we ask Him to do. Are we willing to, hey man, just throw up our feet? Hey man, lay back our hand, lay back our head, and say, Lord, I've exalted everything that I can do. I've exalted all that I know. God, there's nothing else. There's nothing else I can do. God, it's in your hands. That's what it's talking about. That's what faith is. When we're willing to lean our whole weight up on the promises of God and thank God and know that God can. Every head bowed, somebody say, sure. Father, we thank you for the Word of God.